Senators smuggle migration funds into Ukraine aid bill. By Neil Munro on February 13, 2024. Senate leaders have included roughly $10 billion in migration funding in the national security bill that provides $61 billion for Ukraine's war with Russia. The funding for migration is portrayed as aid for humanitarian needs in Ukraine and Israel, but the text allows it to be spent on other vulnerable populations. This addition of other vulnerable populations leaves room for President Joe Biden's pro-migration deputies to divert some of the funds towards migrants seeking to reach the United States, even if most of the money is used to move Arabs out of the line of fire in Gaza and to support the Ukrainian families and young men that have moved out to Western Europe. For example, Biden's deputies asked in August for funds to help run safe mobility offices in several countries south of Mexico. The offices are intended to offer safe and supposedly legal pathways for economic migrants who would otherwise use coyotes and cartels to move into American society. Biden's deputies also fund UN groups that provide economic migrants with money, rest stops, and transport as they trek northwards from South America. The $95 billion bill is titled National Security Act, 2024. It passed early Tuesday morning in a 70-29 vote with the help of 22 Republican senators under the leadership of Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY. The bill passed on Tuesday after GOP senators revolted on February 6 against an earlier bill that McConnell drafted. The prior bill included at least $5 billion in domestic spending to transport, house, feed, and hide Biden's migrants during the 2024 campaign year. The loss of funding for sanctuary cities has prompted protests from many Democrat politicians who recognize that their sanctuary migration policies are deeply unpopular with voters. Without federal funds, many of the poor migrants will end up begging on the streets or on local television segments that show migrants crowding into gyms, hospitals, libraries, and police stations. Just another day at the Randall's Island Migrant Shelter in NYC. pic.twitter.com/ron9gblj8j. Viral News NYC, at Viral Newsneak, February 12, 2024. GOP leaders in the House oppose the new version of the bill, saying it protects Ukraine's border from Russia's troops but does nothing to protect America's borders from Biden's migrants. Democrats are working to push the bill through the House via the discharge petition process. The progress would allow the Democrat caucus, plus some GOP members, to bypass House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA. Democrats can smuggle taxpayer money to migrants via many routes, said Jessica Vaughn, the policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. Much of the funding flows to migrants via the Northside Migration Cartel of secretive, government-funded non-government organizations, such as Catholic Charities, she said. It's very hard to track, she told Breitbart News, adding, they end up utilizing some of the already existing, long-standing federal grant programs to state and local governments that were originally established for other purposes, but which they slyly redefine, or write in the regulations that the state and local governments can have extra flexibility in how they're spending the money. For example, there's a fund of federal money that is intended to pour grants to school districts for homeless students. Over the years, they've allowed school districts to use that pot of money for support programs for younger migrants dubbed unaccompanied alien children, UACs. She continued, they take a whole-of-government approach to these things. So they'll find every extra penny that they can find in every grant program and try to make that available for state and local allies to cushion the blow. Related, unaccompanied migrant children search for Border Patrol in South Texas. For example, Democrats in Massachusetts are hoping to divert Medicare funding from poor Americans to their growing population of illegal migrants. 22 GOP senators voted for the migration funding in the Ukraine bill, which says, for an additional amount for international disaster assistance, $5,655,000,000, to remain available until expended, to address humanitarian needs in response to the situations in Israel and Ukraine, including the provision of emergency food and shelter, and for assistance for other vulnerable populations, emphasis added, and communities. For the Department of State, the bill offers, for an additional amount for migration and refugee assistance, $3,495,000,000, to remain available until expended. To address humanitarian needs and assist refugees in response to the situations in Israel and Ukraine. And for assistance for other vulnerable populations and communities. The funding can be swapped between the two accounts, according to the bill. Sec. 609. A. Funds appropriated by this act under the headings International Disaster Assistance and Migration and Refugee Assistance may be transferred to, and merged with, funds appropriated by this act under such headings. Also, the National Security Act provides the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, with another $481 million to deliver migrant youths and children, UACs, to homes, schools, and workplaces in the United States. For an additional amount for refugee and entrant assistance, $481 million, to remain available until September 30, 2025. For refugee and entrant assistance activities authorized by Section 414 of the Immigration and Nationality Act and Section 501 of the Refugee Education Assistance Act of 1980. The U.S. government and cartels use the UAC program to import child labor for U.S. jobs and to encourage foreign families to separate for sequential, cartel-managed migration, adults first, then children, into the United States. The funding is in addition to the annual funds appropriated to agencies, such as those given to HHS for operating the UAC pipeline. The $481 million in the bill will also hire lawyers to block the deportation of the young workers who take jobs and wages that would otherwise go to young Americans. Provided that amounts made available under this heading in this act may be used for grants or contracts with qualified organizations, including nonprofit entities, to provide culturally and linguistically appropriate services, including wraparound services, housing assistance, medical assistance, legal assistance, and case management assistance. A new report from the Congressional Budget Office reinforces the vast evidence that the federal policy of extraction migration shifts family wages and workplace investment toward Wall Street, real estate, coastal states, and government. The economic policy also diverts politicians' focus away from American communities and the deaths of despair that are dragging down the average age of American deaths.